The city of Portland, Oregon, remains in a state of grief following the death of two men, Rick Best and Taliesin Mirdin Namkai Meshe. A third, Micah David Cole Fletcher, was hospitalized but is expected to survive. All three were trying to protect two women, one apparently Muslim, from a knife-wielding Jeremy Christian, charged in Friday's attack and with a history of making racist extremist statements online and in public. 21-year-old Micah David Cole Fletcher is a student at Portland State University. His mother, Margie Fletcher, told the media that the fact that her son would protect strangers is no surprise.
I've told him his whole life, one of these days, Micah, I've always worried about it, but he's always been that way.
Rick Best was a 53-year-old father of four who served for 23 years in the military.
People in that, we all bleed red, and it doesn't matter who, what color, religion, it doesn't matter. Like, we're all human beings.
Taliesin Mirdin Namkai Meshe was also killed. 23 years old, he graduated in 2016 from Reed College. His family said, "We ask that in honor of his memory, we use this tragedy as an opportunity for reflection and change. We choose love." While he was a student at Reed College, Namkai Meshe took Introduction to Islam with Professor Kambiz Ghanay Basiri. His impressions of his late student tell a story of how a teacher can have an extraordinary impact outside the classroom.
I knew Taliesin in context of a course he took with me in spring of 2015 on Islam in the modern world. It was an introductory seminar of about 15 students. And I remember him particularly because of how the impact he had on me, because of how earnest he was about wanting to educate himself about Islam so that he could counter the prejudices and sort of discrimination that he felt Muslims in America were facing. I sensed a little bit of a disappointment in him in the class when he learned that the class wasn't going to directly address these issues of prejudice and the stereotype. Usually when students come to the class with his motivations and backgrounds, they either do one of three things. They either drop the course, they check out intellectually and mentally from the class, or they sort of give up on their attempts to be able to address Islam in terms of the headlines and just take that academic route. And Taliesin stood out in my mind in particular and challenged me in that class because he didn't do any of those things. He never gave up trying to understand Islam in a way so that he could explain it to others.
It is the dream, I suspect, on some level of all teachers that their students become empowered enough to make a difference in civil society in classes such as yours, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's one of the things that for me, because I also, a lot of my research is and scholarship is on Muslims in America, is how we as Americans are going to remember what happened in Portland a few days ago, that whether we remember it in terms of Taliesin standing up to prejudice or whether we remember it as him laying his life, laying it all on the line for the vision of the world he envisioned that he was willing to stand up for and ultimately give his life for. And it was beautiful to see after the event on Saturday, there were two vigils that were held in Portland. It was beautiful to see the world he envisioned actually be materialized in the diversity of people from a variety of ethnic, racial, and religious backgrounds that came to these vigils. One was held in Portland at the site of the Hollywood Transit Center, and another was held at the Muslim Education Trust and sponsored by the Muslim community. And both were attended by politicians and local religious leaders and leaders of the community. So I hope that we remember how he came to see the world and how, out of the forces of conviction, he stood up and sacrificed himself for it.
You've had a bit of an emotional journey over the last 72 hours.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's for those of us who've been teaching Islam in the past couple of decades at universities and colleges throughout the United States, I think we're all very conscious of how what we teach in our classrooms may affect everyday lives in the larger world. And this brings all of that home for me and makes me much more aware that it's possible. And to have such a wonderful human being give his life in this way, it's really proud in many ways and heartbroken.
Professor Ghanay Basiri, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.